You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today, we are speaking with Mr. Robert Gould, the founder of Kvyat & Co., the brand responsible for setting a new standard in luxury outerwear. Quickly gaining both notoriety and acclaim, Kvyat & Co. is responsible for introducing fiber from the Arctic musk ox into the luxury fashion arena. Mr. Gould, a pleasure to have you with us today on Enterprise Radio.
Well, happy to be here.
So tell us, if you would, why is engagement so important for a luxury startup?
Well, I think it's particularly important for a luxury startup that's dealing in a product. There are luxury travel companies, there are luxury service providers, and I think it's probably somewhat important for them. But in particular, when you're dealing with a tangible product, I think there's so many of those out there on the marketplace that getting the loyalty of a customer, getting the engagement of a customer, getting the interest is critical to maintaining a solid customer base and having the best chance at acquiring the critical mass needed for scaling up.
And what are the engagement tactics, if you will, that a startup can employ?
Well, they've actually been made a bit, I won't say simpler, because that's not quite the right word, but more easily accessible, perhaps, would be a better way of describing it in the internet age. Because if you take, in my particular case, where I'm dealing with a luxury clothing category brand, you take a company like Brunello Cucinelli or Loro Piana. They all had individuals who started those companies and built up their reputations over years when there was no social media, when there was no email, when there was no mass distribution of information, other than through very limited and usually pretty expensive media, be it print form or electronic. But today, one has the ability to be able to reach and touch consumers in a variety of different ways. And so startups can be pretty nimble about attempting to use those. For example, even though much of the emphasis today is on finding influencers that will drive a product on social media, I think the most effective way one can do it is with email distribution and marketing. And we rely on that to a great extent. We usually can acquire, the difficulty is acquiring the names to develop a viable email distribution list. But we do it because we have something fairly unique, which is the fiber that we're using. No one else is using it, and so there's a lot of curiosity that's created about that. And through social media and through our website, we engage people to request samples of the fiber. And that both pretty much qualifies the people to whom we want to email, but also begins the engagement process. If they've gotten that, if they've gone that far, they're going to anticipate getting the mailing. When it arrives, it's something that's pretty different from most of what they'll receive in the post, and it contains a particular offer to let them respond to that printed communication, and then come back to the website where we can engage them further by way of email or chat or telephone. So that's the main technique that that we use. Obviously, lots of people use social media. I will confess that I am not very social media savvy. I engage an agency to do that for me. I think they do a pretty good job. But that's, I would say, is a secondary the tactic that we use in our particular case.
And thanks for sharing that in detail. Much appreciated. Now, what does it take to provide those tactics?
Well, it takes the main thing I think that a startup has going for it is usually the tremendous passion and enthusiasm of one or more founders. And amongst those people, or within that one individual, if it is a single individual, you can convey a personality. Now, maybe the personality you're conveying is not exactly entirely your own, but is more attuned to the brand and your target customer. But you have a way of creating a personality with, again, in our particular case, using email marketing for the most part. Blogs are a big part of what we do. These are well accepted tactics now. But the trick is in how you use them to best communicate what the target customer will find attractive about the brand. And very much that is dependent on the personality you create as the brand spokesperson, whether it's your own natural personality when you're not, let's say, selling, or whether it in fact is your very genuine personality. Ideally, it's easier to do the latter. And if you are the personality in your own natural state, if you are the personality that best speaks to the brand and the target customer, then, you know, that's ideal. In my particular case, I believe that I am that. I in many ways, am my target customer, have had much experience with them, you know, in terms of growing up, past business accomplishments, and through a whole variety of input sources. But the main way you want to do the engagement is to portray the personality of the brand, and that speaks to the, for that matter, the type of font you might use to do your communication, certainly the content of what you put into a blog, the subject matter, the tone of voice that you take in talking about it, things like that.
Today we are joined by Mr. Robert Gould, the founder of Kvyat & Co., the brand responsible for setting a new standard in luxury outerwear here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. So, Mr. Gould, what is the payoff of engagement for a startup?
Well, I alluded to that a little bit ago. If you can engage your customer and make them generally look forward to hearing from you, you have one of the greatest assets that any business can have, which is a loyal customer and a valued brand ambassador. Now, in the luxury sector, you're not going to engage a customer by competing on price for the most part. So you need to find a different way of doing it. And that means, first and foremost, you're going to have to spend the money to provide the type of product that a luxury customer is going to want to purchase and be satisfied with. So you have to have quality. You have to have good design. You have to have all of the things that one thinks of when they talk about luxury. On top of that, you have to have outstanding customer service. Nothing engages a potential customer better than having a wonderful customer service experience. We do that. We spend a lot of time and effort on training our personnel who are customer-facing, be it on the telephone, be it on live chat, be it on communications via email. A lot of that is me, but the people that work with me are very much in tune with what the company ethos is as to customer service. So the payoff comes when all of that comes together and you get a customer that says, wow, you know, these guys really know what they're doing. They make me feel special. They've gone out of their way to help me out. They perhaps have gone out of their way to provide a make up for a mistake, let's say, because it's going to happen, things that mistakes do, make up for a mistake and take a loss on whatever it is that I wanted to purchase. But you'll get that customer to come back for many future purchases that more than compensate for that particular effort. So the major payoff is establishing that truly loyal, truly enthusiastic, and truly telling all their friends about it type of customer.
Also, where does engagement fit in the overall marketing plan of a luxury startup?
I take it as a given when answering your question that you're going to have a product that is absolutely of the highest quality and a product that is absolutely of good luxury design. You don't get luxury customers to remain loyal and enthusiastic by cutting corners. So when it when it comes to selling a luxury physical good, and maybe for that matter even a luxury service or experience, you need to provide what the customer expects, and you need to go over and above what the customer expects. We have very expensive packaging. Because that, in our particular case, is a direct-to-consumer brand, the first tangible experience our customer has with our product is when it arrives with our courier. So that packaging really has to be a jaw-dropper. And from the feedback that we've gotten, I think we've done that pretty well. So I take that as a given. You're going to have all those in place. And then what you need to do is provide the outreach effort at engagement that will follow along to show that customer that they are valued, that you really do care about them. Many of the times in my particular experience, because I spend a lot of time responding to emails and chats, I do that as a big part of my job. I happen to be reasonably good at it, but I thoroughly enjoyed it, and you find out a lot about your product and brand when you do that. I get to establish a first name, relationship with a lot of customers. That only works probably at the early stages of a startup, which is where we still are, because once you scale up and the numbers become so large, it continues to be difficult for any one individual to do that. But that's where the training comes in, when you have all of the customer-facing people that are responsible for doing that. And so you try and have it be more than just a canned sales pitch. You try and have it be more than just something that people know is phony. Every time there's a mistake that a brand makes and they give you, and you call up on the phone to complain about it, and they give you the apology, we sincerely regret your trouble and apologize for the fault, it just doesn't sound true. It just doesn't ring true. So we tell our customer-facing people to avoid that at all costs. By all means, admit when we make a mistake. That you certainly do want to do. But make it be sincere. We don't have really many canned responses to a request, be it on the phone or in live chat or by email. So each of our customer-facing people probably has a little bit different approach to how they answer a customer's inquiry or could be a complaint. And we allow them to have that freedom to give it their own spin, because then it's genuine. And most customers can smell what's genuine and what isn't a mile away. So that's where the tactic fills in. You have to have the threshold level of quality. You have to have the threshold level of delivering the customer luxury experience. But after that, it's all about convincing the customer that they are valued and appreciated. And that costs money. That's expensive. But again, the payoff, we believe, is realized many times over when you maintain the lifetime value of that customer.
Well, Mr. Gould, it certainly has been a pleasure to have you with us. A lot of outstanding and helpful, rich information shared here today. An interesting conversation as well on engagement and the importance of it, using it with a startup company, especially at the luxury brand level. Where can listeners get all the details on Kiviat & Co.?
Yes, the easiest way to do it is to go to our website. By the time this airs, we will have a brand new website, because we're introducing our brand new line of products. And that's at the web address of Kiviat & Co., which is kiviutandco.com. And there you'll see all the information about our brand and how to reach us.
Again, Mr. Gould, it has been our pleasure to have had you. Continued success, and thanks so much for spending a moment with us here today on Enterprise Radio. Much appreciated.
I appreciate it very much. Thank you for the time. Take care.
And you're more than welcome. We've been speaking with Mr. Robert Gould, the founder of Kiviat & Co., the brand responsible for setting a new standard in luxury outerwear. And for the details, visit kiviatandco.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Check out our new live location, as we are now streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live, with a new app coming soon to accompany our live stream in the coming weeks. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.